The Lagos state government has said that the Lagos Blind Sports Fiesta is a testament to the fact that Lagos is deliberate about inclusivity and its commitment to ensuring that no one is left behind in its developmental process and approach, including sports. The Director General of Lagos State Sports Commission, LSSC, made this known at the just-concluded Lagos Blind Sports Games, adding that the Themes Plus agenda speaks to the opportunity that is open to everybody regardless of race, physical condition and background. He said, "That's what is manifesting in what we are doing with blind sports. And so much more will be coming from the Sports Commission." The Lagos Blind Sports Tournament has been an interesting multi-sports showpiece, providing a dynamic platform for visually impaired athletes to showcase their inherent talents, arouse interest and continue to hone their skills as they look forward to taking the sports to a high pedestal. As the 2024 Lagos Blind Sports Fiesta winds down at the Moledo Okoya Thomas Indoor Sports Hall of Teslim Balogun Stadium Surulere, Ogo Olawa will lock horns with Mercy Team at the grand finale of the goalball event as Golden Babes emerged champions in the women's category. In the men's goalball semifinals, Ogo Olawa defeated Stormtroopers 9-5 to qualify for the final, while the Mercy Team, by a slight margin, edged past Dominion 9-8 to compete for the coveted title in the competition. Meanwhile, Golden Babes defeated Diamond Beauty 13-10 and Victory Babes 8-4 to top the log in a round-robin format. Adetiji Grace, a female goalball player, described the game as very interesting and something that allows her to participate in sports despite her visual impairments. She said her condition will not deter her ambition of becoming a better player with the interest shown to further take it even beyond the state level. On his part, Adegun Mansuru said participating in goalball confirmed their abilities to also take part in what other able-bodied persons are doing because the platform has given them the right opportunities to showcase their talents in different sports. Mansuru added that as a visually impaired athlete, he can also do what other people are doing in sports, while commending the state government for creating the right avenue to participate in sporting activities. Another female player, Madu Jennifer, stated that she has been practicing goalball for the past 6 months and the support from the state government and sports commission will encourage her and other members of the team to dedicate more time to blind sports. An elated Jennifer vowed that she would not relent in her effort to play goalball as it gives her joy to participate in the blind sports fiesta.